And good morning. Welcome to the Latin Alt. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and you're tuned in here at Por La Mañana Con Sabor. It's a beautiful day today, and even more beautiful because we got Ali J here in the studio. She is Grammy nominated, and she comes all the way from the Dominican Republic. Thank you for showing up here today.
Thank you, Byron. I'm so happy to be here. And I also brought my really awesome friend, Josel, who's representing Cuñao, which they're collaborating with me on this new project. So say hi, Josel.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, muy bien.
Well, I'm glad that both of you were able to show up here, and I'm really excited to be playing you're playing music for me here. It's like me and my audience.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So let's get started. What really got you into music, and what made you want to pursue it as a career?
I was, immersed in that since I was a kid because my family's all musical. And so since I was 3 years old, like, we were singing at my house, like, in harmony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my parents, are singers, and my, we would all sing. So it was very natural growing up. Yeah, and then the songwriting started, like, when I was 14.
Wow.
And then it's just been a whole journey.
Yeah, and then what made you pick up a guitar and not just concentrate, on singing and just be, like, this dynamic?
Well, I guess I just wanted something to be able to accompany myself. I started with the keyboard, and then I picked up the guitar like at 16, and I just got stuck with it because it was just easy to carry around and stuff.
It's so alluring, right? It's like this guitar and you have like power.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I just always come back to it. Like, I kind of try different instruments, but it's just like a safety kind of...
Yeah, kind of like, I feel you. Because yeah. Then you can stop singing and just like keep playing.
Yeah.
And so you just released semi-recently, your latest album, Soy de la Peña.
Yeah, Soy de Peña.
Oh, Soy de Peña. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is a very special project because it's like the first time that I really kind of stepped out a little bit from what I've usually been doing. And I wanted to do something that was about my family legacy. It's a tribute to my father's music from the 60s, mm-hmm. and also some songs that my grandfather wrote.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, I mean, I kept listening to this music from my family, and it was just so beautiful. Something had to be done.
Of course. Yeah, you got to revive it.
And then the magic really started happening when I started collaborating with Cuñao, world folk, Latin folk band from LA.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They're from all over the world, but they met in LA. And feel free to jump in whenever you want.
No, you're doing good.
Okay. Yeah, and I met these guys, and I invited them to play with me. They invited me to play with them, and it was just like a lot of chemistry. And so I was like, hey guys, you want to like play these songs from, my family, like my dad and stuff, just for fun, because I might do a project. And we did, and it just felt like it just all fell into place. So we ended up just doing this album together.
That's awesome. Yeah. And now, Mi Debilidad, that is your original song, and you've had it. No, it's not.
No, that's okay. Actually, this is part of the Soy de Peña. So okay. this is actually my dad's biggest hit in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, nice.
And we remade it. In a very different way, actually.
Okay.
But I feel like it still has a classic sound, but it's quite different. We changed the timing, just the vibe and everything. But
cool. And this is the first song you have in store for us.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Go ahead and take it away. We got Ali J here in the Latin Alt Studios with Mi Debilidad.
Haber sufrido, qué triste haber tenido la debilidad de amarte. Ay, qué desconsuelo ver que no puedo
And you're listening to the Latin Alt, and that is Ali J with Mi Debilidad right off her latest album. Right off her latest album, Soy de Peña, here with also bassists from Cuñao. We got a whole team here. We got a duo. Thank you for playing that song. I really love that song and the music video that accompanies it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a fun music video. There's like so many good sets on there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was very awesome. Really fun to work on that video. It was directed by Ernesto Lomelí and Jarina de Marco, produced by Pete Galindo. And I'm just like going off.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
But I'm just very, you know, I was very excited. You know, it was the art direction, but was by Jarina. She's also an artist.
She's
a musician. She's really good. And we're good friends. And
yeah, you have a song with her too.
Yeah, yeah.
She's really
look
good.
At you. You know everything.
Of course.
No, I'm saying you follow. Thank you.
I do. I'm a fan.
Aww.
I'm a fan of both of you.
Thank you.
Of course. That's why, like, when I saw that video, I was like, this is a fun video to watch, especially when you have those diamond tears.
The crystal tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's.
And now it makes more sense, that video. I didn't know it was Jarina had a hand in it.
Yeah, yeah. She, you know, she's such a talented art director. You know?
She should do more stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's been doing it. And I think I was like her guinea pig to do stuff other than for herself.
You know?
She was like, oh, I'm going to help you.
<That's>
And I was like,
cool.
Please. And it's just been wonderful working with her, because I think she was able to interpret the music visually.
Yeah.
And in a way that felt different. And it's been really fun.
That's cool. And now, besides it, this song being like your father's biggest song, was there any other reason why you wanted to cover it and play it and make it your own?
Well, I mean, just the project itself, I mean, I was already kind of like on that train. You know, it started mm-hmm. off with another song, which is the one I'm playing next, actually. Tú
okay.
No Tienes La Culpa. That one was the one I was listening to when the idea started forming. Mm. I was listening to it with Pete, my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
we were in San Antonio on our way to meet my parents in somewhere else in Texas, in Dallas. And you know, that was written by my grandfather. And it was just, it's like, it's one of my favorite songs from the repertoire, you know? And I was just like, you know, it was like at that moment, you know?
Yeah.
but yeah, no, I was already kind of on that train, you know, of like, oh, I want to do this project. And,
yeah.
and for some reason, Mi Debilidad, I've heard it my whole life. I mean, it's like the biggest hit in the DR,
mm-hmm.
but it was a very different kind of sounding. It was more like, Mi Debilidad, fue quererte.
Okay, yeah, that
like
sounds
four,
very
you know?
Different.
Yeah, it was more like a bolero sound. Well, that was not bolero sounding, but it was more bolero sounding. and I kind of wanted to make it more like triple time. You know, like one, two, three.
Yeah, and then you had that little hard rock in the middle.
Yeah, it has like a bit of that vibe somehow. you know, but I didn't want to overdo it. Like, I couldn't put a distorted guitar in there because that would have like destroyed it.
Oh no.
so you know, I have to find the balance. But
yeah,
cool. I don't know. It just started happening, and yeah, and but something funny though is that. I realized that with these like poetic lyrics and like these kind of bolero melodies combined with the triple time,
mm-hmm.
it ended up sounding like a genre from the Dominican Republic called the criolla from the 1850s.
Okay, I haven't heard of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I got to check it out more.
so anyway, it's
that's cool.
Kind of fun fact.
And then this next song, you've actually had your dad in it, correct?
Well, exactly. So we decided to do this one. Because it's the first one my dad and I practiced together.
As a kid?
No. On that trip in Texas.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, no, we had sung together a bunch of times, but not these songs, right? We had like La Familia de Peña. We had a band called La Familia de Peña. It was really funny. In the 80s, we would dress all 80s and like sing in five-part harmony.
It should have been a sitcom.
I need to find that video so I can make fun of myself. Anyway. So yeah, but on that San Antonio trip, when we got to Dallas, I was telling my dad, hey, like, it would be cool to do this. And Tú No Tienes La Culpa was the first one we practiced. And I was like, oh, so, you know, we sang it as a duet and it was just
natural.
It just worked. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you played it live with him before?
Yeah, he came.
That's beautiful.
Just had the album release in May 30th. and no, May 24th. I'm confused. Whatever.
May 30th. Well, in May.
and he came. My whole family came, and like, and we performed it together. It was
party.
Very emotional.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, now you got this song ready for us. It's Tú No Tienes La Culpa.
Tú No Tienes La Culpa.
All right, here you go. Here on the Latin Alt, we got Ali J with Tú No Tienes La Culpa.
Tienes la culpa de que yo te quiera tanto. Tú no tienes la culpa de inspirarme esta inmensa pasión. Y aunque tú me lo pidas, yo no puedo dejar de quererte. Solamente al pensarlo, siento que mi vida se quiere.
We got Ali J in the studio here on the Latin Alternative. For those of you tuning in, that was Tú No Tienes La Culpa. Thank you for playing that song. It is wonderful. And the whistling in there.
Oh, I pulled it off.
You pulled it off.
Yeah. It doesn't always work, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, it sounded really good today.
Well,
I was able to whistle. Somebody told me, wet your whistle. I don't know who it was.
Whistling expert, probably.
Yes.
So now that you've released this album, have you like noticed a bigger fan base or like people reaching out to you like, oh my God, this is so good? Or
yeah,
how's the reception been?
It's been very cool because, you know, I mean, I've been doing this since I was like 16,
mm-hmm.
like more professionally. And, you know, I did a very kind of different thing. Like it was more like, you know, rock and like alternative mm-hmm. and pop, you know, and I also write for other artists, pop music.
And it's mostly been in English, too, so this is, like, your full album.
Well, not necessarily. The first few albums were in Spanish, and then I did, like, a couple of EPs in English.
Oh, that's what it was.
But it's just kind of, it's kind of been mixed, but, you know, I feel like I had been, when I did the EPs in English, I wasn't, like, fully throwing myself into the artist thing. I was kind of, like, you know, I was, like, writing a lot, mostly for other artists. But like I started connecting to the LA scene more and it started getting really inspired. I feel like it's thriving. I think it's very alive.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many good artists here and I feel like they're doing it for the right reasons. Like I just feel this connection, and I feel inspired, and I just met a lot of cool people here that I like to work with and stuff, I felt motivated to kind of get back in there and just release another album.
That's awesome.
And this is really fun to explore like other genres and like do like more of a folklore alternativo, like mm-hmm. Latin folk thing with cuñao, and like add a couple of Caribbean elements, and I feel that to get to your point of the reception, I think it's expanded my audience, because there's a lot of I don't know, like I feel like I was telling you that I feel in Mexico City, like there seems to be a lot of listeners from Mexico City, which is like the indie Latin
center. Yeah, and right? I'm sure you're like reaching also older generations who like grew up with the music.
Yeah,
I think they're like, what, they're still doing this stuff?
That's happening too. Yeah, I think it's cool because there's like the older crowd, which when I was opening, I just did a tour with Raul Malo. I was opening.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the audience, there were not that many minorities in the audience, and so a lot of them didn't speak Spanish, and they still, like they really appreciated the music, and it was like a slightly, slightly older crowd, you know, mm-hmm. and that was really cool too. So it's really interesting,
to see that, right?
To see that,
yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And now, so you're you used to be up in the Miami, and. Right.
Yeah, I lived in Miami.
Yeah.
For
so,
10
what,
years,
what brought you? What brought you here to Los Angeles?
Well, I moved here with an ex-boyfriend who is a producer, because he had some connections here, and I think we both wanted a change, just mm-hmm. to kind of I'd done the Miami scene for a while, and I also I always felt more connected. Like when I would come to LA, I was like, this is my jam.
Oh wow, that's
cool. Like the music here, the culture, like everything that's going on, like what people like. I just felt more like it was more up my alley. I never quite felt like I belonged in Miami.
Okay.
Really.
Yeah, even after living in there in 10 years.
I mean, yeah, sure. Like as a songwriter, but like as an artist, no. As an artist, I was like. No,
that's
interesting.
That's interesting.
But anyway, what was the question again?
Oh yeah, just what brought you here?
Oh, what brought me here? Yeah, no, so that was it. Just kind of wanting to like keep expanding and growing.
That's cool. And then you've been playing shows here like a lot, and I've been meaning to catch you one of these days. But I'm sure you have plenty of shows coming up.
Yes,
and the upcoming
year. They will be announced soon. I've been playing so much already. There's a couple of tentative things.
Stay
following on social media. I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your Instagram? @AllieJ.
@AllieJ. @AllieJ.
There you go. And what's this next song you got in store for us? The last and final.
Yes. So, this one, I feel like it's relevant because this one is called Enriquillo. And it's about an indigenous warrior, the first indigenous warrior that rebelled against colonizers, actually, in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
My dad wrote it. It's an epic poem. And funnily enough, this year, 2019, it's the 500th anniversary of that revolution. So it's kind of crazy.
It is.
One of my goals is to try to make the music video for this before the year's over. I'm like planning it in my head right now. But
feels like it'd be epic.
Oh man.
You gotta put a lot of fighting in there. It's a violent
video. I have all these plans. I have to see which ones I'm gonna actually pull off. Josel, we gotta talk.
Sure.
Okay, we got AllieJ in the studio here with Enriquillo on the Latin Alt.
Historia de guerra y amor. Me ciño.
That is Ali J with Enriquillo here on the Latin All. A beautiful song, such a great ballad. It's like so empowering as well, you know, just stand up to your villains.
Yeah.
You know, just like.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's so empowering. I really like it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be able to kind of remake this song because I feel like it's so. I'm kind of honored that my dad wrote such an anthem.
Yeah.
For, you know. Rebellion and the indigenous people, you know.
And now more than ever, really.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
But thank you for doing what you're doing. You know, just revamping your father's legacy, really, and bringing those such old lyrics, but you know, really that really are timeless.
They are. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure being here and. Yeah, man. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to everything you're about to do this year. I know you're super busy and you're trying to be a little less busy, but, you know, it's nonstop.
It has been. I'm just trying to kind of just enjoy the present moment, like each moment, you know. I mean, yesterday, I can't even tell you what craziness it was. I was running around like a crazy person all day.
Hey, that's the life of the artist, right?
But it ended at Nancy Sanchez's show, and it was so fun. We got to sing.
She's amazing.
On stage. Yeah, she's awesome.
Both of you.
Oh, thank you.
See, great realizes great. You know?
Well, I just, you know, it's fun to work with people that you're like, yeah, they're good, man.
Yeah, and they probably think the same about you.
Well, thanks.
Well, thank you for being here and playing these amazing songs. I hope to have you here soon if you have a new single out or new video even.
Yeah, no, I will let you know. I'm working on all that right now. I was like, cool. Wait, what's the next step? I have to breathe. I'm breathing.
Just take a deep breath.
Yeah, and, you know, Cunhao, you know, they play some shows in the summer, but sometimes they, like, take a little break, too. So they're all going to come back, and we're going to talk about what next shows we're doing before the end of the year. And they're doing a bunch of stuff, too, without me.
Without you. Aww.
And with you. We actually have our upcoming album. We'll have a song featuring Ali.
That's true.
Right?
Oh,
you're in the girl.
Yeah.
So we actually just released a single, I think it was last week, based on Woman in Love by Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. Long story, but yeah, that just came out. Please check it out. And we have a new album that's been in the works for a while, and all of those singles will start dropping really soon.
Cool. And yeah. You'll listen to it here on the Latin All. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both of you. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.